Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our guest today is Peter Waldman, General Manager of the Food Shed. The Food Shed's an organization that is planning on building a store on Route 14 in Woodstock. It's going to be a really neat store. It's going to have a lot of great things. And we'd like to welcome Peter to our show today. Peter, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you, Ron. And for starters, I really appreciate you supporting our community initiative and the opportunity to talk about my favorite subject, the Food Shed Cooperative. So thank you, and thank you to the listeners out there.
Let's tell the folks about the Food Shed, what it'll be and when it'll be, the whole nine yards.
I'll do it. Well, first, my name is Peter Waldman. I was hired as a general manager in the very beginning of 2022. My job has been to design and financially model, build, open, and operate the Food Shed Co-op. I started in the industry in 1980. I'm a grocer. That's how I help community. I've worked for several well-known organizations and cooperatives throughout my career, and through my journey opened about 20 stores. So the big question, right, Ron?
Right.
What is the Food Shed Co-op? I get this question a lot. So let's talk about it. The Food Shed Co-op is a community-owned grocery store. In many ways, like any other grocery store, our primary differences are we're community-owned and controlled. Currently, we have 1,661 owners, each that have invested in our movement. Our other big difference is at least 25% of all of our products are to be locally sourced, keeping the economy circulating within our county. I'd like to say local is in our DNA.
So, Peter, if you wanted to be one of the owners, what do you have to do and what does it cost per share?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thank you for asking. Anyone could be an owner. Our owners can purchase 2 to 10 common shares in the company to become an owner. Each share is valued at $100. So for $200, Ron, you could own a grocery store and more importantly, take control of your food access. Other mechanisms exist to contribute through our spring investment campaign in either preferred shares, loans, or donations. In addition, owners get some pretty cool benefits. Other than control, they get patron dividends in our profitable years, invitations to our training classes, and owner-only product promotions.
Well, I know you made a note about the movement beginning. It began, in 2014,
Yeah,
Peter?
It's been quite a journey. The movement began in 2014 with owner number one, Scott Bricks, and owner number two, Ken Bricks. They believed our county's access to healthy local foods was at risk and thought they could make a difference in our community. I personally think it's just crazy cool that our birthplace, a kitchen table at the Bricks' home, will be the same place where our products and services come to life, dinner time.
So how did you wind up going about acquiring the land and picking the location? How did that all come about?
There was a committee, a site location committee that was run by the board. We really wanted to serve McHenry County community, so we found a site centrally located between Woodstock and Crystal Lake on Highway 14 with exceptional visibility.
And that particular store will be what size when it's completed?
Yeah, it's a great question. It is a ground-up build. We bought 1.7 acres. And what was the question again?
What will the size of the store be?
Oh, size of the store. The external building will be 9,100 square feet, internally 7,000 square feet.
And the produce that's going to go into that store is going to be a lot from local farmers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We really want to support local agriculture. As I mentioned before, 25% of everything that we carry should be locally sourced. Our produce category is special. It is our diamond. We are a sustainable local produce category first, and then organic second. So a lot of our vendors will be local vendors, but we also have a partnership with larger produce distribution. We really want to have the full breadth of items available to be purchased.
So that means during the winter months, you'll have some winter products that are known in the area that you see, like in the farmer's market during the winter months, that'll still go into the store?
That is correct. We've set up a preferred vendor program for local farmers, and this will give them advantages in our market. One of the elements of the preferred vendor program is preferred shelf space. So if you're a local vendor, we're going to make sure we put your products at eye level out in front of our customers. In addition, we accelerate their payment terms. So it's very hard right now. If you're a local farmer, to get into a market is difficult. And then when you finally do get in there, they're typically on extended payment terms. We'll accelerate those payment terms, again, to get those economies circulating within McHenry.
So when the time comes, Peter, that local farmer, does he have a person that he would contact to present his products to you? How does that work?
Yeah, that would be me. We're going to start our vendor sourcing right after we formalize our groundbreaking. Currently, we've been able to go ahead and identify about 350 local vendors that we'd be able to go ahead and bring in.
And those are all McHenry County?
McHenry County, correct. Correct.
That's pretty awesome.
It is amazing. Yeah,
and I'm sure they're pretty excited about that, too, to be able to have that take place. I know you made a note here about a 9-year journey. Can you tell us about that, Peter?
Yeah, so the journey started with two people, right? And along that journey, we've weathered some pretty stiff headwinds along the way. We had the pandemic, inflation, interest rate increases, and now a turbulent banking market. Financing our project has certainly been challenging, and we still have a ways to go.
So now what are the next steps for the board or for the directors for the food shed?
Right now, to finalize our bank terms with the USDA. The USDA has been an incredible support for our project. They are acting as a guarantor for our bank loan, and we're waiting for their determination on that. So that's our immediate next step.
So are your directors people who have shares in the food shed? Is that it? Your board of directors, are they chosen from those who have
correct
stock the
board
in the company?
Yep, you are correct. We elect an 11-seat board of directors from our ownership base, and that board develops our company initiatives.
Offhand, do you know about what your ownership base is? How many people you have right now, Peter?
1,600 plus.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a start, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're looking for more.
We're always recruiting owners. But an important point about the store, we are open to the public. So whether you're an owner member or not, we are open to the public, and we encourage you to experience our store.
And you made a note there's 325 food cooperatives in the U.S.?
That is correct. 325 food cooperatives in the United States, totaling 485,000 total members, representing about $2 billion in annual sales. It sounds big, but it's a very small slice of the retail grocery industry, right now totaling almost $800 billion in annual sales.
So now we get to who we think is the number one grocer retailer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a pop quiz for you.
All right. I see you're testing me. You're testing the waters here, Peter. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, pop quiz, Ron. But you have the answer. The number one grocery retailer in the United States is Walmart. Currently, they sell $218 billion annually.
Yeah, I know that that may change because I know there's a negotiation going on between Kroger and Albertsons.
Correct.
And if they should merge, they'd be quite large. And there's a lot of concern about them merging. What's going to do to the food pricing? Because now it's a massive conglomerate that's controlling the grocery industry.
Yep.
So
yep.
I know that hasn't gone through yet. It's still being reviewed by the federal government. But I don't know where that stands. But that could be a significant change in the program.
It should concern anyone who eats the consolidation in the grocery industry. We really, I don't think, benefit as a community when two or three major corporations control food. They'll control where you buy it, when you buy it, what you buy, how much it costs, and what you put in your body. We really feel that should be controlled by community.
So now that I passed the pop quiz, the next question would be collectively, the seven key guideline principles for cooperatives.
Correct, yeah. Cooperatives collectively agree to operate on seven key principles. They're guiding principles. Number one is open and voluntary membership. Anyone could be a member. It is open to the public. The other principle is democratic member control. So what that means is that we are controlled by our owner membership group. And it's my job as the general manager to curate that vision and execute it. Cooperative principle number three is member economic participation. We use our owner funds to go ahead and build out the store. So we require our members to participate economically. Number four is autonomy and independence. Although we're a part of a big network of co-ops, we are an independent company, and we operate the store autonomously and with independence. Number five is probably my favorite, and that's education, training, and information. We are committed to teaching people about the foods they consume. In the store itself, we'll have a small community room. We'll invite vendors from across the country to come in and talk about their products and teach our folks about the foods they're consuming. P6, number six would be cooperation among cooperatives. Although we're independent and have that autonomy, we work within the network to learn about best practices throughout the cooperatives across the country. And number seven is concern for community. We're opening up a grocery store, but that's more of a front. We are a community organization. Those are the seven principles that all cooperatives abide to.
Is there any timeline right now, Peter, when you think you would break ground for the building?
It really depends on the USDA. We are shovel ready. We have assigned our general contractor, all of our subcontractors. We've identified all our fixtures and equipment. So we are shovel ready and ready to go. It really does rely upon the USDA to guarantee our bank financing.
We're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP, and we're talking to Peter Wadman, the general manager of the Food Shed Co-op that'll be built in Woodstock on Route 14. Peter, how about the folks that work the store? Will that they be paid or is that volunteer? How does that work?
They are paid staff members. We are not requiring our owner members to work at the store. Right now, we're modeling about 25 folks, 60% to 70% full-time.
So we should probably get to your mission statement, right?
Yes. Our mission statement is great. Our mission is to build a local food cooperative, promoting a healthy, ethical, and resilient community. We're guided through our core values, four of them. Number one, to promote and foster better food choices. Number two, cultivate and strengthen our local economy. Number three, inspire and empower the community. And finally, be a champion of environmentally responsible practices.
Peter, will you be doing at the store things like offering advice to people when they come in? For example, certain vegetables, how to prepare them, or what's a healthy choice for them? You know, healthful choices that people can ask questions, say, gee, I was thinking about this or thinking about that, but you might say, well, this is a good vegetable, this is a good item over here. Will that service be offered? That's not like a normal supermarket, but it's something when you're a co-op, it's more friendly associated with people.
Yep. We'll be running, you know, nearly 20% payroll. So we're going to have folks on the sales floor that are subject matter experts that could help navigate those choices. And teach you about the foods that you're selecting and help you guide through your dinner table and your recipes. So yes, indeed, Ron.
Yeah, I think that's good because a lot of people might look at, for example, just rhubarb and say, gee, what can I do with that?
Sure.
And by having someone there to tell them, these are all the things you can do that, oh, by the way, if you add this, here's the end result.
Yep.
That's something you can't get in the supermarket because there, everything's out there. You go down the aisles, you pick what you want, but there's no one there to give you good advice.
Yeah, it's a big initiative for us to hire people who are passionate about food and foodies so they could go ahead and teach about those those pieces, so to speak.
It's interesting when you talk about passionate about food, because our station director, Jim, who's here with us today, he does a show, and he goes out and checks different restaurants and does a review of those restaurants. So he is, in all sense of the word, a foodie.
Right on. You know, we're going to have a food prep kitchen in the store that we're going to be making food. So absolutely, yeah.
So when you're going to be making food, is that for people to take home, a carry-out type thing, or what?
It's primarily grab-and-go, in-house made. We'll also have a soup bar and a hot case, so people could come in and buy food ready to eat.
You know, that's a great idea, because someone might say, gee, I'm not sure what I'm going to have tonight, but if you go pick up a meal that you simply heat up, that's all you do. That, and it's going to be probably healthy, I'm sure, based upon coming from the food shed.
Correct. We have product standards that list ingredients that we will not carry. So, yes, indeed, it's a healthy food choice, without a doubt.
So you'll be having a chef in the kitchen preparing these items.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be available. That's kind of a great idea if you want to pick up something fresh right away.
Absolutely.
So the store on Highway 14...
Yep.
As far as the build-out and the operations, that type of thing, you want to give us more information there, Peter?
Yeah, thank you. So, again, just to be repetitive a little bit, the store is located on Highway 14 and Lakeshore Drive. We have 1.75 acres of land in Woodstock, Illinois, and it will be built from the ground up. Again, the store is 9,000 total square feet. Our focus categories are produce, bulk foods, and deli. And again, the store is open to the public regardless of equity participation, or in other words, anyone can shop with us.
Will that be a 7 day a week store?
Correct. We're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And I'm sure the pricing on it will, it may not be the same as a supermarket because they buy such large volume. But you know, if you're getting a quality product, I think a lot of people are willing to pay a little bit more because it's fresh, it's grown locally.
Yep.
It hasn't been exposed to a lot of fertilizers, a lot of other things that take place.
Correct.
It hasn't been picked before it's ripened.
Correct.
So I think that has a lot of merit.
You know, I agree. Back to your first comment, we're going to take part in a buying network that will give us advantages on costs. We're looking at two opportunities to take part in those buying networks right now, currently, and that'll give us equal cost footing for the marketplace.
Well, you get your hands full. If I'm looking at over here, your build-up perspective, that's another area of work that you're doing too.
Yep. We've completed our architectural draft, hired our general contractor, sourced all our fixtures, furniture, and equipment. We've received our building permit from the city and permission from the county health department. As I mentioned before, we're shovel-ready. We're ready to go.
And how about from an environmental perspective, Peter?
Yeah, we want to be a model for McHenry County businesses. The environmental landscape is pretty expansive. We're going to have solar panels. It will divert about 5% of our electrical usage. Car charging stations, bioswales, bike path, native pollinating gardens. We will do in-store recycling, in-store composting, and something I'm very passionate about, single-use plastic restrictions. I think the way that we consume food in plastic doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
It really doesn't. When you think about it, to put a perishable item like celery that may last 10 days in a plastic bag that lasts over 2 years is just not sustainable. So we have very strict single-use plastic requirements for the store. We're also going to have a bulk category that if you bring your own containers in, you won't need plastic at all. Our bulk foods is going to be very expansive. We're going to have over 100 bins. We'll have bulk spices, bulk herbs, bulk grains, bulk nuts, and all sorts of bulk foods.
Boy, you're making me hungry.
I should be. Food is great. It's a commonality between everybody. You know, and I'm really excited about our upscaled produce department. Because right now, if you look at the agricultural industry and the produce industry specifically, the average grocery store throws away about 8%. So one out of every 10 items they bring in never go to market. So what we've designed is these tentacles to connect that produce category to other categories. So as an example, produce will come in. As soon as it gets a mark on it or a speck, we'll take it off the shelves, we'll cut that mark off, put it into our cut fruit category and try to sell it there. Every morning we'll go through cut fruit because it doesn't last very long, okay. Take it out and bring it into our juice bar where we'll juice it. And then if our juice bar inventories get too high, we'll bring it into our soup category and cook it. Our goal is to be a zero-waste produce category, and I've learned over the last number of years, zero is probably the biggest number you could have for waste.
I would think a lot of restaurants in the area would be visiting the food shed to buy these fresh vegetables for their kitchens, because that's going to be an ideal situation for them because they know what they're getting.
Yep.
And, you know, unlike the general supermarket.
Yeah. It's remarkable to me how much product is available locally from our hardworking farmers that you cannot buy in retail. What they end up having to do is vertically integrate and go to farmers markets. So not only are they growing it and then packaging it, they're also having to sell it. We're going to give them an opportunity to sell their products in our store 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Can you tell us a little bit about your operational perspective, Peter?
Yeah, we've completed all of our pre-work for our hiring process. We are considering two primary buying partnerships. Those are buying clubs that give the co-op price discounts. In addition, we're starting to uncoil all of our 350 local vendor contacts. Currently, we employ two folks, with the remaining 25 team members slated to begin in September.
And you're thinking about groundbreaking sometime in November?
No, we're thinking about groundbreaking here any week. We're on pause right now waiting for our bank financing, mainly due to the inflationary cost pressures on our business. And we are certainly looking for support to get going. With any good luck at all, we'll start groundbreaking here in a couple weeks. According to our Gantt chart from our project manager, that would have us open at the end of November this year.
So your shortfall in finances, what does that look like in dollars and cents? Do you know?
Yeah, right now our shortfall is $485,000. So that's what we're trying to seek in various initiatives, in our preferred share program, loans, and certainly new owners.
And how much does the USDA help out in that?
They're not helping out. They're guaranteeing the bank loan. So the bank would be issuing us a loan, and the USDA would be backing it.
Now, is that this amount over and above that loan, or is this?
It is over and above that loan, correct.
Okay. And I know you make a note here, anyone can be an owner. Did you want to talk about that portion, too?
Yeah, anyone could be an owner. Oh, well, we did that already, but we could do it again if you want to.
Absolutely. Let's let the folks know.
Anyone could be an owner. Our owners could purchase 2 to 10 common shares in the company to become an owner. Each share is valued at $100. So for $200, you could own a grocery store and, more importantly, take control of your food access. We have other mechanisms exist to contribute through our spring investment campaign in preferred shares, loans, and donations. Owners do get some pretty cool benefits other than control. They get patron dividends in our profitable years, invitations to our training classes, and owner-only product promotions. We do need your help to close our financing gap, so we're asking people to consider contributing.
And where would they contribute, Peter?
Yeah, they can consider joining our movement and contributing by going to www.foodshed.coop. Once again, that's www.foodshed.coop. Or you could email me at peter@foodshed.coop.
And when you mentioned the one item about getting special pricing for owners, that's going to be a discounted price type thing?
Yeah, once a month you'll receive a communication from the Food Shed Co-op promoting a category discount. So we'll ask our owners to come in on a certain day and receive their category discount.
Well, that's kind of a neat offer for those that want to participate and make them feel like their investment is paying off in other ways besides just helping out the food shed.
Correct. Correct.
So to get this balance of this money that you need through donations, that'll be ongoing. You'll break ground, but it'll still be ongoing for collecting these funds?
Correct. Correct. Our goal is to be 100% community owned. Since we're building the food shed from the ground up, we have a unique opportunity to absolutely own the building. And therefore, we would not have occupancy costs, which typically run about 10% of every dollar we sell. And we would be able to go ahead and divert those costs into reduced margins and making our store even more affordable.
Well, thank you, Peter. Folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. You can always go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us. And if you want more information, go to Around Town, and we'll be happy to have other shows on and give you more information. In the meantime, we want to thank Peter from the Food Shed Cooperative, the general manager, for joining us today. Everyone else out there, have a great day.